Hi guys, thanks for watching Mia's newpairofglasses.com and welcome to part 7 of my SpaceX Deception series. So let's get right into the topic of this video. If there's two things the controllers know how to do well, number one is conditioning the public with the false belief of how brilliant their puppets are, creating the stereotype of what a genius looks like, and how advanced the technology they have really is. We have Mark Zuckerberg, the social media genius. The tech company genius, Bill Gates. The business/tech genius, Steve Jobs. And our favorite of this series, space/rocket genius, Elon Musk. That is the example we are given, and the public eats it up. But we know better. And number two is failure. People have asked, are these launches manned? The answer is no, they are not. Why? Because they still don't understand how to succeed. These are exploratory missions, and until they successfully get an unmanned craft to gain enough data to understand how to get out, even they don't want their valuable slaves dying in their many failed attempts. For over 70 years, despite what they have told the public about moon launches, space exploration, and satellites, they have all been working on one single effort: to find a way to exit our plane, because they know what is coming. They've only ever made it up so far before the trajectory curved and they all came back down into the oceans or desolate land. Every launch you will see that is filmed has all had the same curve, arch, and downward trajectory. Why then are we only seeing rockets appear like we have, lighting up the sky, in the last 10 to 15 years, despite over 70 years of attempting? Because they have done them all in daylight. Why did they do it all in daylight? Because they thought they could get out in the atmosphere of the daylight with regular rocket technology. And they could, for the most part, get away with it without raising any eyebrows. After all, daytime launches are during normal business hours, when staff usually works, and it's hard to see any abnormalities under the bright sunlight of day. But the ones they were able to get off the ground and into the atmosphere all had the same result during the daylight hours. They curved and were repelled back down. So the point I wish to drill home with all of you is, this is trial and error for them. The belief that we've been conditioned with, that the controllers have the most brilliant geniuses working for them, and there is nothing they cannot do, is false and must be smashed. They are actors and complete and total putzes. So how did they discover the waters above? Most likely by accident, from someone's bright idea after many years of daylight launch failure, where rockets got repelled back down to Earth to try at night. At that point, they got a different result. They discovered the waters above and at a much lower altitude. Nighttime doesn't have the heat and pressure from the sunlight. Therefore, the waters above are lower at night. So the next thing was to create a technology that could enter the water and get further through submarine technology, where they had failed in the atmosphere. Because they didn't understand what was pushing the daylight rockets back down. The result of the twilight launches, even when they finally passed through the surface tension of the waters, was the same trajectory, back down to Earth. They don't understand our world like they claim to, nor did they understand our sky. When they realized they could not get out during the day through regular rocket technology and atmosphere, they had to risk the spectacular light show, public speculation, and come up with good cover stories so they could reach the waters above and launch at night. To diffuse any beliefs that this is one effort, they launch in many different locations under many different programs, claiming some events in the sky and leaving others that have been witnessed to no explanation at all. So why do they choose twilight? And why are they risking freaking people out with these events that appear so strange, and some people think are UFOs, and risk possible exposure by launching men? Because it is the earliest they can get away with it and reach the waters without raising suspicions. They can't choose 3 a.m. when the public is sleeping and most wouldn't see it, having teams of employees working in the middle of the night without people being suspicious. That's it for part 7. Stay tuned for part 8, where we will further discuss the different events caught in the sky, the timeline and dates of these events, the controllers getting sloppy, and the reason that all this is occurring more and more now. Thanks for watching. Everybody stay safe, be good to one another, and as always, God bless.